What's up, everyone? It's Jerome Parker, aka Master Shake, also known as the host for CoLife. Today is April 7th, 2020. And before we get started, I would like to remind everyone to please head over to my website, jeromeparker.com, sign up for the newsletter. And if you really enjoy this podcast, you really enjoy it, and you want to sponsor and help keep it going, head over to my Patreon, patreon.com/join/MasterShake08. And you can help this podcast with as little as a dollar a month. It goes a long way. So, yesterday, I had my interview with Google. Technically YouTube, but it all goes through Google. And it was an experience. I felt like I did very well. I'll know how well in a couple days when I get my decision. But I just wanted to talk with you all about how it went, how the interview process was, and what to expect if you are interviewing for Google or want to interview with Google. The position is for a senior software engineer on one of YouTube's teams. I actually didn't apply. Google scouted me, recruiter scouted me out, and set everything up. Internal recruitment. I didn't go through a recruiting firm or anything like that. The first talk was basically, just getting to know me, know about the team, what we're going to be doing, et cetera, et cetera. And then the interview that was yesterday was the actual technical interview. And we've had to reschedule this interview like 2-3 times. Like, I actually went through an interview round with them a few weeks ago, but there was like a discrepancy with the link, so it locked me out, couldn't get in and do the actual code, so we had to reschedule. And Google's interviews are pretty freaking hard, but very challenging, very fun. I love whiteboarding interviews, actually. I'm one of those few people that's a glutton for punishment. I enjoy the challenge, I enjoy being able to flex my skills, and so I was ready. The actual interview question was asked that we basically had to simulate single elimination, tournament bracket, kind of like March Madness. Given an array of possible combinations, and this two-dimensional array will have Boolean values depending on if the team won or lost against that team, and the array has all possible combinations and permutations, but I need to find who is the winning team, and it's kind of hard to explain via a podcast without being able to show you some code. But basically, the get winning team function will take in the integer n, which is a power of 2, as the number of teams played, number of teams that are playing, rather, and then a two-dimensional array that has the Boolean values. And we already have the bracket, so we know who's gonna win ahead of time. So basically, what you would do, or how I wrote the algorithm, is I set a while condition as while, and I create a walk function that walks through the array and checks the true or false values. And so while that is false, you're gonna keep walking, and then eventually it'll be true. And when it's true, you're going to output and return the winning team. So it declines logarithmically. So let's say you start with 8 teams. The second round, you're going to have 4 teams. Third round, you're going to have 2 teams. And then you're going to have a winner. You got 16, go 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. 32, 32, 16, 8, 4, to want. So everything's going to be a power of two. And so you go through first pass, and that's elimination round one or zero if you're indexing. So I'll make a hash map with the key is the round, and the value is an array of the indexes of the teams that made it to that next round. So all the winners, basically. And then each pass, those in that array indices is going to half by two. And the stop condition is when there's only one index in the array. That's the winning team. So basically recursively we're going to be calling the walk function until you only have one team left. So I was very excited to get a problem that was based on math and matrix algebra, because you know, I love math and I love matrices, and for it to be powers of two, a single elimination, made it even easier. Like basically you can treat the bracket like a tree diagram, almost like a binary search tree, but not quite. So once the engineer at Google gave me the prompt and I knew what the problem was that I was facing, I instantly felt better. Instantly. When you're interviewing with Google, they're very, very, very much more interested in your thought process than the actual working solution. So, and I've interviewed with Google. I think it's my fifth or sixth time interviewing with Google. So I knew what to expect, so I wasn't as nervous. And I knew that they really enjoy and prefer the conversation of the thought process. So before I even wrote any code, you know, I was explaining to the engineer what my solution was. And he gave me positive feedback. He was like, yeah, that's correct. So once I heard that, that was my green light to go ahead and just implement the code. And, you know, very, 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 I'm not going to say lax, because it wasn't a lax interview. But as far as stuff like, you know, syntax, importing libraries, stuff like that, they don't really care. The crux is on the algorithm semantics. So, because you're not running the code. This was all done on a shared Google Drive document. So you're not going to be compiling the code. So it's really, really, really about the actual algorithm. So if you are interviewing with Google, or you know, plan on interviewing with Google, don't get caught up on, oh man, it's going to compile, because you're not going to know if it's going to compile because you're not running into a compiler. I did my code test in Java, but you can do any verbose language. I almost did it in C++, but decided to go with Java. Let's see, what else? So yeah, I feel very confident. I feel very, very, very confident about it. But whether or not I get it, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if I don't. Like I said, I've interviewed with Google a plethora of times in the past. So here's fingers crossed that I get it. But if anyone wants some practice with interviewing, you can feel free to head over to jeromeparker.com/appointments and book a 15 or a 30 minute consultation, and I'll go through the process with you of doing an interview. I'll make a question and we can go through it together, and just so you can get some practice. That's something I'll gladly do. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. You know, if I do get it, then you know I'm definitely going to be turning up, because I was a senior engineer at Apple, and if I can be a senior engineer at Google as well, and have both of those on my resume, that's just gonna be a self-actualization moment like no other. So thank you everyone who has given your thoughts and prayers and good energy towards my interview. I greatly appreciate it, and I definitely felt it while I was in the interview. I can't pay you guys back enough. But we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at MasterShake08, MasterShake08. Head over to my Teespring store, the Code Life store, and get you some Code Life gear, hoodie, leggings, shirt, socks. We got it all. And this has been another episode of Code Life. And once again, guys and gals who are listening, if you want to do a practice technical interview with me, head over to JeromeParker.com/appointments and book a 30 or 60 minute consultation. I'm glad to get you together. All right, peeps. If you are interested in being on the Code Life podcast and interviewing with me, just once again, head over to JeromeParker.com/appointments and select the Code Life interview, and we'll get you in here. I'll talk to you all later. Jerome Parker out.